Blog Talk Radio.
Popular track. Pop. Popular track.
Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Thank God for everyone in the sanctuary tonight, today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The place is packed with people and angels. Hallelujah. Wall to wall. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. And right now, you know, we dedicate two songs at the beginning of our services now. One is to the mighty men of valor, and the other is to the mighty vessels of honor. Hallelujah. The virtuous women. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So first of all, hallelujah to you, mighty men of valor. And as we share this selection, if there's a mighty man of valor in your life, or one that you want to be a mighty man of valor, put up his name in the atmosphere, because when the praises go up, the blessings come down. And when you, hallelujah, put their name into the atmosphere, hallelujah, the blessings are going to fall on them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, a mighty man of valor. Are you a mighty man of valor? There is power in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus alone can save you. Like Gideon, God sees the greatness inside of you. He's the king that has all authority and all power. May God speak into your life. The mighty man of valor. Great is he that is within you. The he that is within the whole world. My Lord is a man of glory. So all the troops and soldiers are marching out to war. The Lord will be under the Lord. And the fire run about be the glory in the midst of harm. The Lord is our protector. We are called by the Father to follow his lead. We are called to be the head of the household of peace. We are our home for our entire family. Keep the family out of our family, Father. You people don't have to look to the world for Christ. They know they have a true Father.
Hallelujah.
Any hurdle you face in life, know that the Lord will take you over.
McCoy.
We are soldiers for Jehovah.
Name of McCoy.
This is a fight. It is not a game.
Emmanuel.
Your life is so big, you can't press for second. We pray and strive to follow the spiritual code of
character.
Line up the line, precept after precept. God gives the marks and orders for life. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Justice.
Nor are we embarrassed. We are ambassadors for Christ.
Hallelujah.
In the army of the Lord, of God's army. We are part of the salvation army. We
stand for
it. The vine, we are the branches. We are God's property. We are against the ways of the world. We were built. God gave us power on earth to bind the devil. We are the body of Christ. And we stand strongly in it. It is written. Whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven.
Whatsoever
we loose on earth
shall
be loosed in heaven.
Like
Joshua, God has given you the 6 feet. All you have to do is take the 6 feet over
you.
This battle can be won by weapons made by man. In
another
word, the presence of God.
Another
in the Old Testament,
Jesus.
The presence was within the Ark of the Covenant. We are children of promise. That carry the word as our sword. The word of God, stronger than any two-edged sword. And with the power of the Ark of the Lord. Shout out to the Lord. He hears the heart's cry. He's in your arm. Let him hear your battle cry. Through the mistake,
right
in. We are spiritual men. We're wrestling out against flesh and blood. We know that we are victorious by blood.
Hallelujah.
And every warrior is not like a lion, but he can't defeat us. The real lion is our king. The lionless tribe of Judah is our Caesar.
Hallelujah.
Every day when you pray and get closer to the Lord, there is power in prayer. As you hear on your knees, you're listening to the camp of the enemy. And become God's mighty man of valor. And live by his righteous standards.
God.
Through the power of his spirit and blood. God is able to do the work of the enemy. Single-handed. That mighty man of God.
Hallelujah. Julius and Joshua. Hallelujah. Victor. Hallelujah. Mitchell. Another Mitchell. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Benjamin Thomas. Albert Harris, Albert Conaway, hallelujah, glory to God.
Victor Herrera,
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Dream.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Another dream, hallelujah. Raymond McCoy, senior and junior, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. James Johnson, hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah,
glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Terrell Johnson, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory.
David Melani.
Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 glory to God.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Malik Perry.
Hallelujah.
Rani Rahim.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Richard. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah, Ryan, Anthony Scott, Michael Sloan, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, Edward Sproul, glory, glory, glory,
hallelujah, yes, 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 Alan Sloan, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, hallelujah, Milton Whaley, hallelujah, James Worthy, Al Lowry, hallelujah. Byron, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Mel Barn, hallelujah. Neil Reyes, Alfred Cow, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. R.G. Hardy, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. The mighty men of valor. Hallelujah. And now, get your minds pointed to those mighty vessels of honor, those women of the word, those guardians of the altar. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Those virtuous women. Hallelujah. Decree and declare in the lives of even the young women, the little children, the little girls, hallelujah, decree and declare in their lives as we pray. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. Bless
them,
Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Angela Jennings.
Another family,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Wonderful Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you for bringing us through this day up to this point in time. Hallelujah. For strengthening our bodies. Hallelujah. Breath in our lungs, Lord. Hallelujah. Keeping us from danger, seen and unseen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Allowing us to come into the house of the Lord one more time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Together with the saints of God, hallelujah, to hear the word of God being broken. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. We praise you, God. There's none like you, Jesus. None like you, Lord. Hallelujah. None like you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. None like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the saints of God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless every church, Lord God, that's able to be open right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Protect your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Father, for all that you've done, all that you're doing right now, and all that you're going to do. Hallelujah, because you can do it all, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So many times God will reflect or take me back to something that he's already told me. A lot of times when your parents say something to you more than one time, it's just like, oh, I heard you. But sometimes, I mean, they must have a reason for saying it. Obviously, you're not getting the message. When they say, clean your room. And then they go walk past the door, and they see still stuff on the floor and the bed I made up. And they may not say, didn't I tell you to clean your room? But they may just say, clean your room.
Yeah.
You want to, like, pop? It's gone, huh? How many times do I say it? You know what? Long ago, people will say it until you clean your room. Obviously, it's a reason. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And God reminds us of his word. Over and over and over again. Because he hears us. He hears us when we pray. Hallelujah. And sometimes we, after we pray for something, we pray again. And we ask him again. And we ask him again. You know? And hallelujah. He's given us the word of God to rely on, to read, to remind us what he's already said and what he's able to do. Hallelujah. And I want to ask you today, what are you holding God to?
All right.
What are you? Hallelujah. What are you holding God to?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You know the world says sin is believing. But God's word says believing is sin. Hallelujah. Romans 4:17. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If I may shed a tear, just give me time to get myself together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes when we read the word of God and we see different things in the word of God and we just feel the anointing, sometimes the tears may fall. I speak about different things that God has done for me. Hallelujah. I speak about the things that God has done for me. Hallelujah. And I can't help sometimes but shed a tear. Hallelujah, because God didn't have to do it. And after sometimes you have something made difficult or make things different things, you may say, you know, the tears may, the things get light, you say, oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because you don't want to have it hard all the time. You don't want to have to struggle all the time. You don't want to, sometimes you want to be able to just sit at the table and eat. Sometimes you don't want to have to go out there and till the soil, plant the seeds, till the soil, pick the fruit. Cook it and all that stuff. Sometimes you just don't want to have to do all that stuff.
Come on.
Sometimes you want to be able to just sit at the table and eat. Sometimes you want somebody else to cook.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Romans 4:17 says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and caused those things which be not as though they were.
Hallelujah.
We have to believe in the word and speak it. We have so much proof in the word. Hallelujah. We have so much proof in the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't have to, nobody has to knock us on the head to keep on telling us or whatever. The proof is right there. Let's look at in Genesis. In Genesis 1. Hallelujah. You have proof right there in Genesis 1. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Genesis 1 and 3. And it says, let's stop. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. Then in verse 6 it says, and God said, let there be firmament. First of all, go back to verse 3. He said, let there be light. Don't we have light up in the sky?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Okay? And in the 6th verse it says, and God called the light day and the darkness he called night. Don't we have a moon at night that still gives light?
Yes.
And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Hallelujah. Don't we have rivers? Don't we have oceans? Don't we have streams? Hallelujah. Verse 9, and God said, hallelujah. There he is. There it is. There's something else. And then in verse 11, it said, and God said, let the earth bring forth grass. Isn't there grass in your front yard?
Yeah.
Isn't there grass in your front, in your backyard?
Yeah.
Or your neighbor's backyard? Hallelujah. And the fruit, don't we have fruit trees?
Yeah.
Why do we have them? And God said, yeah, let the earth bring forth grass, the earth yielding seed. Hallelujah. We have all kinds of grass, all kinds of fruit, whose fruit is in itself upon the earth. Okay? In verse 14, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day and the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Verse 16, and he made two great lights, one through the day, one through the night. All of this came about because of what? God said. Hallelujah. And God said, verse 20, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature. They have life. Okay, where did your fish come from? Okay? And the fowl that may fly above the earth. Hallelujah. And God created great whales. And every living creature that moveth. Hallelujah. In the water. Hallelujah. Verse 24, and God said. Hallelujah. Verse 24, and God said. Hallelujah. And God said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you know you have the same power?
Hallelujah.
The same power that raised God from the dead. Raised Jesus from the dead, you have. You possess. Hallelujah.
Mm.
So what is it that you're hoping God to? That he's already reminded you of that you have the power within you to do. You have the power within you to speak. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And turn to Hebrews 11. Hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Have you ever read the Word of God and the Word of God to set your soul on fire?
Hallelujah.
Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance
of
fellow of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. And verse 5, the very last, it says, that it pleased God. Okay, verse 5 says, by faith, Enoch was translated that he did not see death. And was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Don't think you're going to do whatever you want to do and then quote the word of God and it's going to be there. God wants your ways to please him. Hallelujah. Verse 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. Hallelujah. Verse 7. Because, and verse 6 also says, he's the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Are you seeking the Lord?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Are you before the Lord saying, God, what do you want me to do? Which way you want me to turn? Who do you want me to bless? What scripture you want me to turn to? Hallelujah. What can I eat, Lord God, of your word today? Without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Verse 7, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Don't you know people talk about Noah? What's up with you building the boat? It's going to rain. They've never seen rain. They didn't know what rain was. Because God always brought the moisture up from the earth, not down from the sky. So therefore, how do you think you would look to people if you, oh, God's going to bless me with the child. God's gonna bless me with the home. God's going to bless me with the car. And they're looking around saying, okay. And they just, and then they're making circles with their finger around their head because they're saying, yep, cuckoo, cocoa puff. And no matter what, and you're believing God. Hallelujah. By faith, Abraham. Hallelujah. When he was called to go out into a place which he should receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whether he went. Hallelujah. Doesn't it sound crazy? God told him to go somewhere. He didn't know where he was going. Have you ever done that? God told you, okay, I want you to go to, and you packing up your stuff, and you were like, okay, God, you just went on God's word. Just because he said, okay? Verse 11 says, by faith, Sarah herself received strength to conceive and was delivered of a child when she was past the age because she judged him faithful who had promised. God told her. God gave her a word. She didn't doubt. She believed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And she believed what God said. And he said it. And so therefore, okay, God, you said it. And I believe it. And that was it. One no arguing. Verse 17 says, and it says, by faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. Hallelujah. Of whom it was said that in Isaac should thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up, even from the dead. Hallelujah. Verse 20. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. Verse 21, by faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph in worship, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandments concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, hallelujah.
Yes.
Verse 24, by faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Verse 27, by faith, he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king. Hallelujah. By faith, 29, by faith, they passed through the Red Sea as by dry ground. Hallelujah. All of these things are accounts of faith that the people are past of the Old Testament. This is in the New Testament because faith is strong today. We have to rely on the word of God today and on God's word, just like the people in the Old Testament did. So hallelujah.
Yes, yes,
Thank you, Jesus. We have a coming of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And he will lead you and he will guide you. Hallelujah. We still have to have faith in God. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down.
Come on,
now. After they were compassed about 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believe not when she had received the spies with peace. Hallelujah. There are so many things that we're believing God for, but we're waiting to see something. Waiting to see it. Oh, no, that's not faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I thank God for the different things that this past week, hallelujah, I was believing God for so many things. And on Monday, I got up and I had to go to emissions without even an appointment. My appointment was not until October. Hallelujah. I said, no. I found out the information that they should have had. I went. I found out the information. I was able to go ahead and get the two-year waivers from emissions. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I made a previous appointment. I sent it for my birth certificate. It's supposed to take a certain amount of days. When I called MDA for an appointment, the lady said, we have one for the 25th. I'm saying, like, oh, no, that's too late. In my mind, that's too late. I had to have it in before the 15th. She said, I have a cancellation. And I said, I'll take it. And don't you know, it was Tuesday. And I was believing God for the birth certificate to come. And I'm saying, Lord, I'm believing for it to come. And don't you know, that evening, the knock came at the door. It was in the afternoon. The knock came at the door. The birth certificate was delivered. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I was able to make the appointment the next day.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'll say, thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Yes.
Right on time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God is awesome. I said, Lord God, I'm believing it to come in time in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I don't want to take the driving test all over again. I don't want to have to study this all over again. I don't want to go through all this over again, putting out unnecessary money. And I believe the Lord. And when the knock came at the door, I said, thank you, Lord. And the man, UPS, man handed me something for me to sign and handed me a box. But on top of the box was the envelope that had my birth certificate in it. And I said, thank you, Jesus. God, you know, God will, I believe, sometimes give you faith extenders. He'll give you faith extenders. Let you know, yeah, baby, you on the right road. Hallelujah. You on the right track. Hallelujah. What are you believing God for? What are you holding God? What are you holding him to? Hallelujah. Don't give up. Don't look to the right or to the left. Believe what he said. If he said he's going to do it, we have enough proof in the word of God that he will do it. Hallelujah. God hasn't lied to us yet. Hallelujah. And he's incapable of it. He's incapable of lying. Hold on to whatever he has said. I don't care. It may seem dark. It may seem like, oh, Lord, I don't see what you're saying, what you even gave me a prophecy about. You told me you was gonna bless me this and that and all, but Lord God, you told me you was gonna give me that prophecy across the street. Now I see people out there having an auction and looking and walking around the building looking for. But if God already told you that prophecy is yours and he's gonna give you that prophecy, don't be moved by what you see people walking around and what you see somebody else. Don't you know, if God already spoke it, he ain't going to lie to you. He wasn't lying. Hallelujah. I heard a situation where somebody even put the check down on the property, gave the check to the person where they were purchasing from, and God already told this young lady she was going to get it. And don't you know, she was like, and they caused her to start waving, like, wait a minute. The man gave a check. Don't you know? The check bounced. The man's check bounced. So therefore, young lady, baby, get the property.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The enemy will give a smoke screen.
Yeah.
I'm sure he will give a smoke screen. He'll do things to make it shake in our shoes to make us say, oh, it's on me if you stop believing the Lord. that stuff don't even work.
Yeah.
You can't forget it. I don't know why you quote the word of God anyway. Haven't you learned by now? He don't come when you want to. He ain't there. And he's just pulling your leg. Hallelujah. God don't pull legs. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is awesome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for the sun. God put up in the sky. Thank God for the moon. He put in the sky at night. Hallelujah. Thank God for the rivers and the oceans. Hallelujah. 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 For all the whales, the fish, everything, for the birds in the air. Hallelujah. For everything God spoke and everything that he put into place. Hallelujah. God is awesome. I thank God because I don't have to see to believe. I can believe, and then I will see it.
Hallelujah.
Because that's what faith does. You believe in the word of God. Hallelujah. And God's not going to let you have egg on your face. He's not going to let you be embarrassed. If you believe in God for the unsaved family members, hallelujah. I don't care if it may seem like they're on a deathbed. Hallelujah. Believe, hallelujah. God's going to minister to their heart before they cross over. Hallelujah. God is going to bless somebody else to come along and touch or add to the word of God. It'll say the very same things that you have said to your child. I know to be a fact. Hallelujah. And they may not want to hear. They may not want to listen. They're saying, oh, my, please. Don't you know they're going to go somewhere? And God is going to allow somebody else to say the same thing that you were telling your children. And their eyes going to get big as marbles, like, and they're going to scratch their head. Oh, my God, that's the same thing my mama was telling me. And God, that is how God is. And hallelujah. What does the scripture say? One plant, another with water. God gives increase.
God gives increase. We just have to thank God for the word. Thank God for bringing our child in. I don't care how hard-headed they may seem, how you may say knucklehead. I don't care how much of a knucklehead or whatever they may seem, or how far out in the spirit of rebellion they may seem to go. Don't you know wherever they go, God is already there. When they get there, God is already there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My mother used to walk around to our bedroom at night and put oil on our heads. Now, I know one of my sisters said, I'm scared her to death. She's dangling a robber coming in the room. My mother making her rounds at night, blessing us, putting the olive oil on our head, praying for us during the night before she lay down and go to sleep. Hallelujah. Thank God for sisters. Thank God for brothers that were saved until the Holy Ghost before he passed. Hallelujah. Thank God for sisters that are saved and in church. Hallelujah. The majority of my mother's children today are in the church praising and worshiping God. Hallelujah. That was Jesus. Hallelujah. My mother is 99 years old, still worshiping and praising God today. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. Only God can do something. Only God can do it. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy, thank God. I'm just thinking about pastor, preachers. She done stepped all over my message that's coming to the feet.
Hallelujah.
When you use some of the same scriptures. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just praise the Lord just for a little bit. Just for a little bit. Let's praise the Lord up in here. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Nobody likes you, Jesus. Oh, nobody likes you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus,
Hallelujah. Of course, you get
every man, woman, boy, girl, under my voice, examine yourselves now. And I want you to understand this, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower in the righteous one of you and our safety. And if you want to be safe today, this is what we do. We ask God, we pray right now. Father God, you are Jehovah sent to me. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, I repent of everything I said, done, and even thought which was displeasing in your sight. Every sin of omission and commission, I ask you to forgive me. As I forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to me, whether real or imagined. I thank you that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I forgive myself. I hold no grudges, no resentment, and no guilt. And Father God, your word says again, examine yourself. And we do comprehend. Be fully aware. We understand what your body and blood has done for us. Rightfully he's bearing the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you. And with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah, glory to God. Ephesians 1:7 and hallelujah. Colossians 1:14 and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Our sins are forgiven because of your blood, Lord. So we comprehend, be fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now your word says, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61:1-3 says, you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, O God. Glory to God. We thank you, God, for even our healing today, O God. Now, Lord, hallelujah. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before your life a death blessing because the true life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. And hallelujah, glory to God. Numbers 23:19. God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, but your word's going to do what it was set up to do. And Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, which it was sent. So we thank you for your word today. And again, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today, oh God. We thank you, Lord. But on the same night, in which the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. Hallelujah, let's take the bread. And when he had given thanks, thank you, Lord, again, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. This is my body, which is broken for you. This is my body, which is broken instead of your body being broken. It's broken for you. My body is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. thank you, Lord. As we said already, that St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3 says, we want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. The immune system.
I will pass over you and none of the diseases of Egypt, which means your world, shall overtake you. Hallelujah. Shall compass you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When I see the blood, glory to God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Your word said, when I see the blood, When I see the blood, I will pass over you. That's what you said, Lord.
Yes.
And before that, you and me remember that.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our mistakes and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, glory to God, me out of Shakata, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and in the spirit of Elijah, the church fight, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to naught, utterly reverses, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell of the hex. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cometh all. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already unbreathed, unties, severed, cut, breaks, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to naught, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, bless be God. The wicked command now. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. We bless your name today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Singing glory to His name. Precious name. Hallelujah. Glory to His name. Precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to His name. Father God, we thank you for Holy Communion on today. Hallelujah. We remember your word. We remember what you did. We remember, oh God, bless your name. And we thank you, Lord, for family's daily confession. We decree and declare that we are, glory to God, mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, the green, clean spirits of kingdom of kings. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are five-fold ministry gifts. We give to the ministry of health. We're brilliant, we're awesome, we're amazing, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're perfect, we're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful, in Jesus' name. According to your word, O God, because you said in Isaiah 43:26, bring ye in remembrance, that we may be justified. So according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Peter the first chapter, Acts chapter 1:8, Romans 8:11. We spoke the family daily confession. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for honoring our confession today in Jesus' name. our mouths in the meditations of our hearts, be acceptable in our sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Psalms 19:14.
Hallelujah.
God bless. Hallelujah.
More
love to thee, O Christ, more love to thee. Now hear me while I pray, don't forget me. This is my earnest plea, more love, O Christ, to thee, more love to thee, more love to thee, more of thee, Lord, more of thee, Lord, my heart desires more of thee. More of thee, Lord, more of thee, Lord, my heart desires more of thee. Fill my cup, Lord. Hallelujah. I lift it up, Lord.
Come and quench the thirsting of my
Hallelujah, 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 glory to God. I want you to know, every man, woman, boy, girl, under the sound of my voice today, you are in the presence of Almighty God.
Yes.
And he is present to heal, deliver, and to set the captive free. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone. Set the captives free. Save, filled with your Holy Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your anointing break forth on the right hand and on the left. Hallelujah. Oh, let it break forth in the north, east, south, and west in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, for giving.